Connecticut manufacturing has had a turbulent history in the last 100 years, but state historian Walter Woodward says one important trait has led to the survival of some businesses even after entire industries were wiped out.
Since the early 19th century, Connecticut has displayed a remarkable ability to adapt to a changing environment.
Take, for instance, the Waterbury Button Company, now in Cheshire. It began with buttons, but it kept up with the times by producing door handles, rivets, insulated wire, toys, bomb fuses, and even an experimental aircraft called the multiplane. It still makes buttons pretty much in the same way it always did. The company began when the War of 1812 disrupted the supply of uniform buttons from England. Connecticut entrepreneur Aaron Benedict purchased just about every brass kettle, pan, and pot he could find to turn into buttons that went on military uniforms for American soldiers.
The quality of our stamping has been what is sold, manufactured to use Waterbury buttons.
That's Sal Gerasi. He started as an employee and is now a co-owner. Gerasi says much of the opportunity now is in the high-end button segment. The large market for low-end women's clothing is not viable.
That business is gone because buttons are more labor intensive, and most of that business has gone to China. The fashion business that we do are for people like Liz Claiborne, Ellen Tracy, Tommy Hilfiger. That's where we fit in. We deal with the high quality houses.
Each year, the company produces more than 30 million buttons, but that's not enough to keep sales growing. Gerasi says diversification is a key strategy for survival. Recently, he's bought a badge manufacturer and a company that provides accessories to the police.
The latest acquisition was a company called Cop Shop, which supplies a number of different things through the retail. You got to keep moving around, otherwise it'll all be over.
A small beverage company in Willimantic has also lived long enough to see a century. Hosmer Mountain Soda was founded in 1912 as a bottling company. Arthur Potvin, who drove trucks for Pepsi, bought the business in 1958 with his savings. At the retail store in Manchester, Arthur's son Bill Potvin gives me a tour.
Peach soda, it's delicious. This is like eating a peach.
I ask him how he competes with the likes of Pepsi and Coke.
Doing unique things like bringing soda to people's houses and treating people a little better, having a wide variety of good soda is helpful. See, when you come to one of our stores, you're going to find some flavors that you won't even see in the bigger supermarkets.
Today, Hosmer's sales are just under $1 million a year, and the company delivers soda to customers' homes. I'm following driver Peter Baker, who's dropping off a case at Carl Blodgett's house in Manchester.
Well, it's really great for me because I don't drive anymore. He's always brings them in the door for me because I can't do that anymore either.
When the historic Hitchcock Chair Company in Riverton closed its doors in 2006, furniture maker Rick Swenson and his business partner Gary Heth felt somebody ought to do something, and they were somebody. 4 years later, the duo purchased the Hitchcock name, plans, and artwork. Swenson takes me to the back of the store to see antique chairs that he's restoring.
The history, the style, the comfort, the durability is a good selling point. But it's also a very unique look. If you look at the artwork on the chairs, you look at the stencil designs and the lines and the style of the chair itself. There's a certain look that Hitchcock has that nobody else has been able to duplicate.
Back in his day, Lambert Hitchcock made furniture affordable through mass production. Today, Swenson says it's tough to compete with the masters of that technique, IKEA and Bob's Discount Furniture. So, what keeps him going?
Well, a lot of that is stubbornness, an unwillingness to give up when it seems desperate at times, and then the joy of when things are going well, realizing that we're doing something worthwhile. We're preserving a company that goes back almost 200 years. We really plan to be here for our 200th anniversary, and how many businesses can say that?
From the early days of the Yankee peddler to the modern-day small business, it's this formula of resilience and reinvention that makes for a great survival story. For WNPR, I'm Sujata Srinivasan.